You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Christopher Roberts. Joining me now, she is from Barcelona, Spain. She is an executive coach. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Mikey Stolt to the program. Mikey, welcome. How are you today?
Hello, nice to hear from you. Yes, I'm doing quite okay over here in Barcelona, Spain, despite the situation.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad everybody's safe over there. I guess everybody's safe, right?
Yeah, and my family and friends are safe, so that's good enough. That's a relief.
Yeah, there you go. So welcome to the program. Thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. We appreciate it. And why don't you start us off? Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, I've been working as an executive and leadership coach for the last 10 years, based in Barcelona, Spain. But I'm originally from Germany myself. So I've been living a bit of an expat culture, I guess, European expat culture, if you can call it like that. Professionally, basically, I've been focused on helping businesses to motivate their teams, understand team dynamics, and particularly help managers and young leaders to step into the role of, new challenges of understanding leadership skills and understanding kind of a little bit what is needed to manage people if you want, or basically just motivate them and kind of be more productive, I guess, if you can say that. That sounds really horrible. But you know what I mean, like just to support businesses and individuals to strive a little bit.
All righty. Now, what really got you started doing what you're doing? What sent you down this road?
I guess it was like more a personal quest because 10 years ago I had a bit of a personal challenge because my late mother was ill and I was questioning a little bit what is really important in life and how I would like to dedicate my energy and time in the world. I guess a lot of coaches and therapists have been similar situations, so I decided to walk the talk. I went through a coaching process and then decided to get trained and help people. So I started off with mainly personal clients, like individual life coaching kind of clients, and then realized that there's a huge need also when it comes to personal development in companies. And that's pretty much how the journey went. Kind of done a little bit of everything in terms of coaching, but also NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. Then I did 4 years of Gestalt therapy. And lately I've stepped into agile coaching, which is more related to the digital sector, basically. So yeah, in a nutshell.
All righty. Now, when somebody does reach out to you for the first time, what are they looking for? What do you see the most of?
Well, the most, it depends on the context, but let's just say lately in the last 2 years, it's been all about motivation and team. There seems to be always the struggle in companies to kind of keep the team spirit up, to kind of have this, to have team dynamics where people want to collaborate rather than to compete. And that could be within a team or it could be between different teams, right? So this is a little bit what I've been working on. It's all about communication, conflict management, motivation. And as I said before, in a nutshell, a little bit about like leadership styles and leadership needs. And when it comes to leadership, you can look at it in terms of, you know, the role that someone is taking up as a leader or a manager or director, whatever it is. Or you can look at it in terms of leadership skills that need to be developed when you look at team level, which is what I kind of focus on, you know, like how can we step into proactivity? How can we step into our own responsibility, assertiveness, and act as an adult in our professional life and kind of step up the game a little bit?
All righty. Now, why do you think they choose you over someone else out there? What sets you apart from others?
Well, that's a good question. I guess we always ask ourselves that. I mean, I guess it's personal relationships, first of all. Most of my clients are recommendations. Maybe it's the European background, because I can offer services in multiple languages. But I think what maybe stands out is, well, I guess my own quest for authenticity. I like to walk the talk. I like to, you know, really guide people along the way instead of telling people what they have to do and discover together what are new ways and better ways of doing things. And to be quite honest, I always say that to loads of my clients as well. I don't know if I'm helping them, if they're helping me. You know, it's like it's a win-win situation on all levels because I've been learning with my clients on the journeys as well.
All righty. Now, where do you see yourself moving forward? What's going to be on tap for you in the future?
Well, I think in my near future, I'd really like to take this whole notion of leadership to a different level. I'm looking into designing maybe a leadership course and kind of broadening this up, like kind of creating more awareness. As I said before, like maybe not just talking about leadership in terms of the role, but actually as an ability. And if it is an ability, what does that do to our teams? Because if our teams can step into leadership, that means also they can step into more proactivity and assertiveness and basically just be more solution-focused, hopefully, aligned with whatever the vision is of the business and the focus on the product. So that's a little bit where I would like to move, I think.
All righty. And how can my audience reach out and contact you to find out more information?
Well, to find more information, you can go on my webpage, which is embody.es. Business is called Embody Coaching and Training, based in Barcelona, and reach out via email, via phone. Either way, I'm always open to listening. I offer like free half-an-hour coaching or consultations for anyone who just wants to have a chat and to listen in and see if I'd be the right fit.
All righty. And, well, it's been a pleasure having you on our show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris. Have a good day.
You're absolutely welcome. And for everyone else out there, do stick around. We will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.